You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Yeah, welcome. It's Alan Brazil Up Front and my old mucker, Ray Parler, with me on Audio Boom. Ray, how are you?
How are you doing, Al? Very good indeed. Thanks.
I tell you what we'll do. Oh, by the way, just so that our punters know, all our old podcasts are available on Audio Boom. So if you've missed, and we've done loads now, Ray and I, you can get them on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you will never miss a future episode, okay? We're going to look back. We're going to kick off with England's two big games. One contrasting games, one Friday night in Berlin, which was superb. And then, of course, the other one at Wembley against the Dutch. First of all, Ray, Berlin, England started so well, pressing, pushing, keeping the ball well, looked lively right from the first whistle.
Well, certainly, what character they showed as well. I mean, away from home against a very good German side. And the way they play, the goals they scored. I mean, Harry Kane's first one, excellent turn. Showed his strength as well, through the guy's legs into the far corner. Second goal was a brilliant goal, absolutely different class. Nathaniel Clyne down the right-hand side. And Jamie Vardy, that's a player playing with no fear, enjoying his football, that little flick at the front post into the back of the net. And Dyer, who's had a great season at Spurs, playing that holding role midfield. But that's what he can do. From set plays for and against is very vital to having your side, and a towering header to make it 3-2.
And the combination between Dele Alli and Kane is for their
It's worked this year for Spurs, so why change it? And you've got that insurance with Dyer, who can do that job just in front of the back four. He can also fill into the back four, which is so important at times. We had a player like that when we played for Arsenal, Gilberto. Gilberto was
He had the engine,
He was one of them sort of guys who sit in front of the back four, but when it went wide, he sort of filled into the back, so he made a free at the back. So when the crosses were going in, he was there to defend as well. So you do need players like Dyer. I think he's a certainty now to start if he's fit going into the Euros. And I think he could be a very important player for England going forward.
He's got one or two little dilemmas, and we'll come on to the Dutch game in a moment. Dilemmas as in, does he play one up front? Does he play two up front? If he plays one, I would imagine it's Harry will lead the line. If he plays two, I would imagine it's Vardy alongside Harry. Sturridge will come to him. You know, he's had his injury problems. But the other two are playing with so much confidence. They're both in the goals galore. It really is. Roy must be thinking, I can't leave either out.
Well, he's got some big decisions to make, not just up front. He's, you know, midfield as well. I know Wilshere's been mentioned. Will he be fit in time? You've got players pushing there. Drinkwater making his debut. Very proud moment for himself. Putting that England shirt on for the first time. Centre-backs, what does he do with that? Does he go with John Stones?
Very
does he go with Cahill? Does he go with Smalling? Does he go with Jagielka, who's got the experience? So he's got lots and lots of dilemmas he's got to look at. But I'd try to see how many strikers he would take. Usually it's four.
Do you know if Ali mentioned
Rooney? He's going to take five.
Well, Ali mentioned Wayne's name, have we?
No, I think he'd take five, you know. I think it'd be Sturridge, Vardy, Kane, Rooney and Welbeck. Welbeck. It might be the five. And that means one of the midfielders miss out. Usually they take nine midfielders. It might be eight midfielders, which now cuts the possibilities of Drinkwater maybe getting that lot.
I'm a big fan. If I go from Friday and then mix it up, I thought Dele Alli, wonderful. Great runs, he's got quick feet as well. And we've witnessed some of the goals he scored this year. Incredible. He must play. My concern is, does Henderson play or does Bartley play? Bartley's got more craft than Henderson, but Henderson is the engine. I think Milner, who was captain, I can't see a place for Milner with great respect. He's been a lovely player. He's had a great career. I can't see Milner, no. Drinkwater, maybe he's just a bit too late for him to get in. And then, you know, pick the rest, Ray.
Well, you got Sterling, who's injured at the moment. Will he be on that right-hand side or left-hand side? Welbeck's obviously done really
well in
England shirt. He's never let Roy down. I think Roy looks at that as well. He looks at people who's not let him down, got him there. That's why all eyes will be on Jack Wilshere as well, because when he's played under Roy Hodgson, he's probably got four men in a match in a row. That could put him.
And you've got to think of Wayne.
List.
You know, you can't think of Wayne up front now. I think Wayne's got to be in that category behind Vardy and Kane.
Yeah, I was trying to think, can they play Dele Alli and Barkley both together? maybe not. I mean, maybe they look at that little bit more industrious player in there alongside Dyer.
Dyer must play for
I think
me.
You look at the games as well. I think you look at the opposition who you're playing against, where their strengths are. Some people want to flood the midfield.
So you're Dyer and Ali, who we think are both shoo-ins. So you get two more.
Yeah.
If you're going to play two up front.
Well, again, the two up front is going to be key to Roy as well. Does he go with two up front?
God,
or
he's...
will he go for one? And Harry Kane with a three behind. I think that he might flood that midfield. He might put that three in midfield. You know, most games are won from that midfield area. And maybe he looks at it, and I know they can play the diamond shape. Then you
would you agree, Dyer, you can get a bit... Ali, definite?
Yeah, I do.
Who's your other two then?
Well, I think that if you look at Barkley, I would play Barkley myself. Last night, I thought some of the runs he made, he's confident on the
but
ball.
But then do you need
makes
an engine
happen.
In there? Does that mean Henderson's got to play?
Yeah, maybe if you play the diamond.
Or Jack.
Or Jack Wilshere. I think it might be out of Jack Wilshere if he's fit, or Henderson. I don't think Milner. Yeah, you're right.
On Jack, Ray, and I know his mate, right? And his mate tells me, Jack's the operation, the ankle's fine. He's pushed on, but he's pushed on too much because he's aware time is running out. But he's pushed on and pushed himself a little bit too hard. His knee's blown up. It's not serious. He's just got a little problem. He's got to ease off a little.
Well, there's got to be a time span, though. Roy's got to say to him, right, this is the time span, Jack. This is when you need to be playing. And then you can be in consideration to be picked because, you know, you don't want to be taking people who it's a risk because it's another place.
And so the big question
how competitive
here,
right? If it wasn't that competitive in midfield, then you might take a risk with a player of Jack's quality.
Yeah.
But the players around, he's got so many good players
in
the area.
Wayne's got to be in that squad. So the question mark is Milner, Drinkwater, and Theo, I'm afraid.
Well, Theo, again, he's 50-50 for me at the moment. I think Roy will look at him as an impact player maybe. I don't think he'll start the form he's in, unless he has a really good run to the end of the season in an Arsenal. Will he play for Arsenal? That's the big question. And that's what Roy's got to look at. I mean, I know, look, you could say, well, they're not playing, but then confidence will be low on them players because they're not playing. So I think he's got to look at that. John Stones is the prime example, you know, not playing for Everton at the moment. And, you know,
I'm a big
he
fan.
Needs to play. I think he needs to play week in, week out.
He's got Alan Hansen all over him.
Yeah.
I love the way, you know, early on, if we now move on to the game at Wembley, where England did not start well, gave the ball away very, very early on. Stones, you see him trying to play his football way back there. Now, he's capable of doing it, but I'm not saying he's playing with bad players. I'm not. But some centre-halves are there to defend. And all of a sudden, when Smalling's getting to feet and some of the fullbacks are getting to feet in dangerous areas, I'm thinking they're not as comfortable as Stones. So maybe Stones, I know he likes to mix it up, but I think early on in the game, he's got to launch it.
Well, not launch it, but I think it's time to play when you're at the back. You know, there's times
so the
when you get a bit more time.
Because he wants to ping
but
it into their feet.
He always delays a pass and you think he's going to get it nicked off him in a minute. You know, we saw the slip that he caused a problem and Janssen nearly scored. They're like, that can happen to anybody, but I just think at times he's been called out a few times, and whether Roy looks at it and says, can I take that opportunity or gamble to play a young lad like John Stones? Look, he gets so much quality time on the field if he can play in the Euros and give him that experience moving forward, and he will be a top player. There's no doubt he'll be a top star in for Everton going forward and England, but it's just learning the time to play. And to, as you rightly say, get rid of it. Because there's times when you have to defend more than play on the ball.
May have to move. Maybe have to go to Real Madrid, Atletico, Barca, or Bayern Munich.
Well, you can see him
like
fitting
that.
In Barcelona, no problem at all, as a ball player at the back. Look, they rely on possession during games. So with him on the ball at the back, he'd be superb. With a good player alongside him. Imagine you had a Puyol alongside him, with him, who's the defender more... defender-like, and John Stones. So, look, he is a real future.
Who's your back two then, Ray? Because England, there's still a question mark.
Well, I'll go Smalling. I think he's done enough this season at Manchester United to get his spot. And I would go Cahill. Look,
Jagielka. I think they'll start.
I think Cahill's played against good quality centre-halves in the Champions League this year.
Yeah.
He's a good age. He's a good defender. I think he's improved a lot playing alongside John Terry. So they would be my two at start. The gamble would be if John Stones plays. Dyer does give you that insurance.
He's got to play.
Well, if Dyer does give that insurance, if you're going to play John Stones, that if he does come out and try and play the ball, Dyer can fit into that centre-half position.
And he's a threat, for me, he's a threat at set-pieces, Ray. And he's also a good defender at set-pieces.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a massive bonus if you've got that in your team. But I would go with Cahill and Smalling. Fullbacks, look, Walker and Klein is a real...
battle.
That's a battle.
Rose, has he done enough, Danny?
Well, Danny Rose, yeah, I think he's done enough to be... Well, he'd definitely be in a squad. But you look at the other left-backs around, at the moment, he's the form left-back.
Who are you by Arsenal?
Well, Kieran Gibbs, who was on holiday when he got the call-up. So I'm sure he'd be disappointed with that he might have played... and he'd be gutted about that because, you know, it's another cap for playing for your country. And I'm surprised that that happened. It should have been well organised before that.
Was it his fault or was it England's
fault?
Well,
I'm sure that if you're not in a squad, you're not in a squad. And Arsene Wenger's given him a little bit of time off. I'm sure he's given a lot of the players time off who are not involved.
I remember that happened to me with Scotland. We were playing at home. And
you're not round the corner these days, Al. When you used to have a few days off, might go Butlins when you was playing, Al.
Yeah,
but not America.
Excuse me, America. I went down to Largs in Ayrshire. But I was part of the squad, and was it England the next couple of days? Yeah, next day. And we weren't named a sub, me and Ali Dawson, who was the Rangers captain. And I said to Ali, I went, well, that's a blow, isn't it? He went, ah, not to worry. Look, we've got a good team. And we had some great players in those days, Souness. You know, Andy Gray, Dalglish, Jordan, Danny McGrain, Strachan, et cetera, et cetera. I said, we might as well go into Largs and have a couple of pints. Kill the night. He went, good idea.
Yeah.
So we went in, we had a couple. And eventually, I think it was Ali. I don't think it was me. He said, we better go home now. I think it was Ali Dawson. He said, we better taxi back to the camp. And we did. And there he was, big Jock. Jock's name was waiting. Bowl of sandwiches in his vest. And he says, hey, you two, all right?
String
vest? Have a good night, you know? And I thought he's been friendly. I'm like, yeah, lovely, boss, thank you. He says, where you been? We told him straight where we'd been, and we didn't lie just as well, because he despised who'd already told him where we'd been. And what a rollicking I got.
Yeah.
By all accounts, Andy Gray had been up all night ill, bad tummy, and I was going to be on the bench. I'm like, well, what, you know, and he said, I'm thinking of sending you home. I'll speak to Mr. Robson, Bobby Robson. I'm thinking of sending you home. I'm like, what? In the end, he didn't, and Andy was fine. So you just got to be careful.
Well, I've been in that situation, you know, at Anfield when I was a young kid. I was only about 19, 20, and I was one of the players who left out the squad, and I had my suit on, and I said to one of the senior pros, what do you do now usually? Because I'm a young lad. I'm learning the ropes of being in with the squad. They said, let's go and have a few pints upstairs. So I think, that sounds good to me. So we're in a Carlsberg lounge. And this is like 10 minutes before kickoff. And Stuart Houston,
we got a new sponsor on the podcast, have we, Carlsberg?
Okay, right. Well, yeah, it was the Carlsberg lands though, because Liverpool were sponsored by them. So we're all sitting there, we're having a great time. 10 minutes before kickoff, all of a sudden, Stuart Houston, assistant manager to George Graham, comes in, says, "What are you doing?" Looks straight at me. I said, well, "I'm having a few pints. I'm going to go and watch the game now." Get yourself downstairs. The manager's going crazy. Why is that? Because someone's got injured in the warm up, and you're sub. So I'm thinking, I'm on my fifth pint.
So probably the best sub.
And do you know what? When the player said alongside me, so we'll let him finish his pint. Because obviously I didn't finish my pint. I went straight downstairs, put my kit on. And do you know when you're sitting on the bench thinking, I can feel the lager.
How many did you have?
But at four and a half.
Four and a half?
Four and a half pints. This is unbelievable. So 20 minutes before the end of the game, he said, warm up, George Graham. You might be going on. So I'm running down the line of in front of the cop, you've got the Liverpool players warming up alongside me as well, and I know a few of them. And one of them said, was you out last night? You stink of booze. Yeah. I said, no, I've had four pints in the bar upstairs. Didn't know a sub. So they're laughing. I'm running up and down the line. Anyway, thank God I didn't get on. I didn't get on the pitch. You should want to get on the pitch.
That's terrible. Thank God I didn't
Well,
get on.
I mean...
You may have gone on and got
I might
the
let him down. I might have let him down as well because...
You probably would have had a good game.
And we drew 0-0. Perfect result for George Graham. And after the game, it's so funny because we looked around the dressing room there and he's going, well done you, well done, well done. He looked at me and he went, you was in the bar before the game, weren't you? And I went, oh, you can't lie to him. Yes, boss. 2 weeks' wages. It's fine. He fined me 2 weeks' wages.
Yeah, where's the 2 weeks' wages? Because George had his very own kitty, didn't he?
Oh, no. I don't know about that. I think it went to charity. I think George, I don't know what charity he went to, but he certainly went to charity. But it was unbelievable. And I'm thinking, I've gone up there and I'm minding my own business. I've gone in the bar with the lads, with a bit of team spirit. And I ended up coming away, not even getting on a pitch, with 2 weeks' wages fine.
By the way, talking about Anfield.
But I did deserve it.
Tottenham and Anfield were back to the Premier at the weekend. We'll come to Villa in a moment, but Liverpool-Spurs, what a big game for Spurs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a game that if Spurs can go to Anfield and get a result, they could be favourites, you know. By the end of the weekend, and Spurs are looking very good. Look, with the way they're playing, that's why England was so good on Friday. I mean, Dele Alli, Kane, Dyer, Rose, Walker. You know, they've got some excellent British core there, players who are so important for Tottenham as well. Yeah. So if they can go to Anfield, I'm sure they'll be favourites come Monday morning.
Leicester home to Southampton. Ronald Koeman, we talked about doing a great job. Leicester's momentum just interrupted now because of the two England games. This is not an easy one for Leicester.
No, not at all. And I think Southampton showed their character and the way they'll be looking at top four still, Southampton. They're not going to give up on that. So it's a big game for them as well. Obviously, coming back from 2-0 down against Liverpool was a big, big result for them. But Leicester, at the moment, they're playing poorly. Not playing great like they was early in the season, but they're nicking results.
Yeah.
Norwich, they're beating 1-0. Didn't play great. Newcastle, 1-0. Palace, away from home, they're beating 1-0. So I think at the moment, Ranieri will be delighted with how it's going. But now he's in the status players, like 7 games, lads. Give everything you've got. And let's hope it's good enough to pick that Premier League title up. Because if they do win it, it'd be one of the biggest things in history of the Premier League.
Ray, another cracker. We spoke of Stones and Bartley, etc. Jagielka, Man United, Everton. Here's a great game. And we're reading yesterday, today, Lukaku wants to go 50 towards 60 million.
Mm.
Another big game for United. And United can't afford to slip up because West Ham are breathing down the neck.
Well, this top four placings at the moment, who's going to try and get in there? Man City are stumbling. They've got the PSG game as well in Champions League. They'll be worried about that. But certainly Manchester United, what a great result that was at the Etihad, getting that 1-0 win. Dean Michaelis was awful today for Manchester. I'm sure he won't play.
I think there's allegations of sports betting as well. I don't think he had it in him.
We'll have to wait and see. I hope he didn't bet on that game because he was that poor. But look, Manchester United are finishing the season quite well. They're having a real push now for that top four, which is going to be vital. They're still in the FA Cup as well, Al. They've got that hard away game at Upton Park. Yeah, hopefully we'll be at that game. But Manchester United, look, if they can get into that semi-final, the FA Cup, and suddenly move into the top four,
yeah.
I wonder what they do with the manager. Because the manager, if he wins the FA Cup and gets him in the top four, will he be there next season, in your eyes?
I think they've made their mind up already.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens.
It's Adam Mourinho and Koeman, I keep telling you.
And West Ham being at home.
I heard a rumour about that.
West Ham being at home at Palace.
Yeah, London Derby, Palace dropping like a stone.
And did you see the goal for Payet for France? Another brilliant free kick. So he'd be full of beans when he comes back to West Ham. Lanzini, I was at Chelsea game last week. Got great balance in the side at the moment. You know, good defenders went around the pitch. Noble, very important. Coyote in midfield, who wins the ball back. Lex Lanzini and Payet get on with it, and you know, a bit of competition up front there. Sacco and Carroll
at the bottom. Rafa takes his Newcastle to Carroll Road.
Well, wow,
big
a game.
Massive game for Alex Neil. They've got Sunderland to come as well. You know what a game this could be. Norwich against Newcastle.
Well, Norwich will be looking at their home form now. They've only got to play Newcastle and Sunderland the next couple of games, but certainly Rafa Benitez will be working with his team and trying to get more organised because their away record this year has been awful. Absolutely awful. So he might go there as maybe another midfielder in there, make it more compact, another defensive player. You know, and I think that he might look at this game.
But it's 1 point enough, Ray. He's not going
well,
to go
and win.
Well,
I think Norwich, with that win last week, I know they played one more game.
West Brom.
They played one more game than Newcastle and Sunderland, but that win last week was absolutely brilliant for Alex
West Brom got to Sunderland. Big Sam must be, you know, rubbing his hands together. This is 3 points, so, boys.
Sam will be targeting certain games for saying, well, we must win this game. If we're going to stay up, and this is certainly one of them. You know, they're safe now. 39 points, West Brom and Yale. And they want to finish the season well. You want to get as high as you can in the Premier League. But Sunderland players should want it more. They should be going out there thinking, this is our livelihood at stake here. We could be playing in the Championship next year. Let's put a performance in for our manager.
Sunderland players will either go to the Emirates and face Arsene Wenger or head to Rotherham and take on old Neil Warnock.
Well,
would you rather go?
That's where the team talk will be in there, very important. But the one thing about Sunderland now, which maybe Norwich haven't got and Newcastle haven't got, is an out-and-out goal scorer.
Defoe.
Yeah. Defoe could get you the goals. Goals win your games. And I think if Defoe's on form and can stay fit in them 7-8 games... come to the end of the season, I think that could be enough for Sunderland to stay up.
Ray, just touch on Villa. Who's going to get that Villa job? Remy Gardner's gone now. They took the time getting rid. They brought in Adrian Bevington from the FA. I've lost another paper analyst. They brought in, I think, Mr. Bernstein from the FA, and Man City's come in. Brian Little's in there.
Yeah.
So I think
they're good people.
Yeah, I do. Who's going to get the job? Who is equipped to bring Villa back?
Well, how quickly are they going to appoint someone as well? That's the big key as well. I mean, look, it looks like they will be in the Championship next year. It can't be another miracle, surely. And Nigel Pearson done it for Leicester. Maybe he's the front runner. He knows the Championship well. But David Moyes, look, we want to see these managers back into the Premier League. David Moyes involved again in football.
Stevie Bruce.
Eric Black's
in there. Steve's worked with Eric Black before.
Yeah.
Would he jump ship with Hull to take Villa?
Well, Hull has still got every chance of going up. So they've still got a lot of games left in that Championship. They've still got an opportunity. It's a very competitive league,
Moyes,
we know.
Would he?
David Moyes, Brendan Rodgers.
They're a big club, aren't they?
You've got Brendan Rodgers, you've got Gary Monk, who knows that division very well. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see who makes that decision. I think they'll all sit down together. Bevington and all the guys are sitting there, right, what is the best way to take this club back to where it should be? Because Villa is a huge club, but you've got to have fighters in there. If you do go down this year, you've got to have British core, I think, that the games come thick and fast, and you've got to be ready for it. And if they can get the right manager who knows that league, that gives them every opportunity to bounce back next
season.
They've
got to get it right, haven't they? Look at Fulham. Fulham get relegated. Look at them now. Remy Gard, could go again.
Look, he was a poor record, Remy Gard, but did he get backed enough? Did the players do enough for him? I don't think they did. I don't think the board did enough for him during the January transfer window. They didn't get enough players out of the club to bring in new ones, to give him a chance. So I think he was a little bit, in the end there, was probably haggling over compensation that he left. But no one likes to see managers sacked. But certainly Remy Gard was a strange decision when it happened, when he first got the job. And I don't think no one's surprised that he's not in a job anymore.
Yeah. Let's just touch on El Clasico. It could be a waste of time. Barcelona have sewn up, haven't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Barcelona against Real Madrid. It's going to be interesting to see. I'm told, we keep hearing about the rumours about Ronaldo and Bale. Guaranteed there is a problem. And I think if Cristiano stays, I'm predicting Gareth Bale could come home and go to Man City.
Yeah, well, that's the big decision they're going to make. Obviously, Gareth Bale.
What are you shaking your head at?
Well, I look at it, this game, El Clasico, and look, they're clear, Barcelona. They've been the best team by a mile this year in club football so far.
Tell me his missus hates it. Mrs. Bale does not like it.
Well, that's to be honest with you, that is a big thing because Di Maria was very similar to Manchester United.
Well, I think you ignored your wife's advice. Look what happened to you.
Exactly. It cost me a lot of money.
King's ransom.
I think the families have got to be pretty happy, and it does take time for some people to settle, but yeah, there's only one winner for me, El Clasico.
Yeah.
It's Barcelona, and I think there's always goals. I'm going to put a little side bet on goals as well, because there's
what,
something.
What, you going for 3 or more?
Yeah, I'll go for something like 3-1 or something, 4-1, something like that. I think Barcelona are too good, and I think with Suarez, Neymar, and Messi being at home, really turn it on against Real Madrid, who don't defend well at times anyway, and I can see him a comfortable win for Barcelona.
Okay, and it's in the new camp, don't forget. Ray, once again, brilliant. Ray Parler with me, Alan Brazil, on Audio Boom. Up front on Audio Boom with Ray Parler.
Brought to you by Audio Boom.